Do you sing or write songs? Maybe you play an instrument. If not, have you ever wondered how people actually write songs? Is it the music first and then you work out the lyrics to fit? Or is it the other way around? Perhaps it's a matter of every musician finding their own working model. Think about it, though. Songwriting is such a unique creative process, a window to the soul, bearing all or singing the praises of those you love, all in as little as 2 or 3 minutes. Now, Terry Young is a singer and songwriter who was born in Ipswich, Queensland, and moved to Tasmania in 2013. She's here with her band, Anna and Hamish. Hamish has a double bass that's actually taller than he is. And Terry, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. I'm concerned that Hamish
doesn't have a microphone. Oh, hang on. Yes.
Now. Pull his weight of talking.
Now, talking, I was talking there and forgot to bring your microphone up, so I do apologise. I will say again, Terry, welcome to the studio.
Thanks, Paul. It's good to meet you.
Thank you for coming in. What an amazing setup we have
The oversized violin we have next to Hamish.
Never fails to impress.
Yeah, it's a beautiful object. I think it's at least 50% of the reason of having a double bass player in the band is having such a beautiful aesthetic thing on stage.
For people wondering just how tall the double bass is, it looks as though it's, what, about 6'5", 6'6"?
Yeah, I'm 6'2".
Okay, so
a half foot there?
Yeah, 6'6", maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, up there. With the cricket breathing down our necks, I reckon we should get into your first song.
Sure.
What's it going to be?
We're going to play a song called Daughter, which is a song that I wrote a couple of years ago. And I won't say too much about it because the story's in the song.
Very good. All right. I will let you take it away with Daughter.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
You're listening to Evenings on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania. My name's Paul McIntyre, and this is Daughter.
1, 2, 3, 4. left on the light.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thanks, Paul.
Tell me about the process of writing that song. The imagery was marvellous.
I was living in Orford at the time of writing that, living beside the water with a fireplace, and I wrote quite a bit in that time. I had a stable period where I was therefore psychologically sort of freed and open to be quite creatively expressive. It's sort of paradoxical in a way that times of stability can actually lead to the most creativity. So that was the context for writing that. And I can't quite remember the process, but I think that... I remember editing it, but I don't remember the first seed of the idea, which is quite... It's the case for most songs. I can't quite remember the point of inception, but there's usually several weeks of rewriting and rewriting and trying different things out. So I remember that, but I don't remember the initial beginning. The very beginning.
And how long have the three of you actually been playing together?
Hamish and I have... How long have we been playing together?
Hamish, I will get you to talk into the microphone. Thank you.
It's at least 2 years. It must be maybe a little longer now.
Yeah, I think the beginning of 2017. Mm. We got introduced through Randall Muir, who's an accordion local pianist, jazz pianist mostly. And we don't play much with Randall anymore because he's in 100 other bands. But Hamish and I have been a really fruitful collaboration.
We've done a lot of playing in the last 2 years. Yeah.
And do you write together?
Well, I don't know. I think that's inflating my input. I sprinkle something pretty
We arrange together for sure.
Yeah,
I come with bones of a song, and we try different things, and so it's nice to feel comfortable with somebody to have that arranging.
That's happening more and more too. I've become more of a sounding board where Tess will say, oh, I'm thinking of doing the verse like this, or what do you think of this in the chorus, or does this word...
Yeah, to the point of lyrics.
Yeah, that's just sort of something that we've expanded in just in the last few months maybe.
Yeah, and with Anna, I think you first played...
Maybe it was about a year and a half ago.
We've been in sessions together for longer than that, and then I think that there were a couple of shows where Boren Player was particularly called for, and it sort of stuck and is becoming more and more a thing. I really like having percussion for concerts. So